am Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new up and coming podcast entitled, What Is He Thinking? The sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes politically incorrect, but always sincere and truthful podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. You've got questions? I've got answers. Why do women cheat? Look past old stereotypes about infidelity for the answer. There's a lot more going on than you might think. By Marissa LaScala. The beginning of the year is a rough time for the institution of marriage. Ashley Madison, a dating site for people looking to start extramarital affairs, reports in a press release that January and February are the site's biggest months for new signups. And in news that may or may not be related, divorce lawyers add that they see a surge in divorce filings after the holidays. Before it gets to that point, it's worth taking a step back and looking at why people are unfaithful to begin with. Especially women, whose affairs are often misreported or misunderstood. The differences in the reasons why men and women cheat are narrowing. It's easy to fall back on old assumptions that men are more likely to cheat with the usual list of justifications, like how they just can't keep it in their pants. That's becoming more and more untrue as time goes on. Traditionally, it's been argued that women are more likely than men to cheat because they're unhappy with the existing relationships, while men are more likely than women to cheat because they're looking for sexual variety or an opportunity presented itself, says Dr. Zana Vrangelova, a professor of human sexuality at NYU. That's still true to some extent today, but the gender gap in infidelity is closing among the newer generations. In older generations, men were much more likely to cheat than women, whereas in the current generation, women and men are cheating at similar rates, she adds. And the current generation of men and women are more similar in their reasons for cheating than older generations. Of course, there are some variations between men and women. A recent study showed men were more likely than women to cheat for reasons related to sexual desire and variety, and due to situational factors like being drunk, the doctor says. However, the top three reasons for cheating, endorsed by both women and men, were exactly the same. Lack of love for primary partner, desire for sexual variety, and situational factors. My name is Alexander B. Stevens. You're listening to the What Is He Thinking podcast. This is episode 9, which is part 2 of Why Men Cheat. I just read the beginning portion of an article that was published in January of this year on goodhousekeeping.com by Marissa LaScala. Why did I read that article? To demonstrate and to show another example of what I spoke on in the last podcast, basically that cheating, which used to be a guy thing, is now an everybody thing. Men and women are basically cheating at the same rates. I just wanted to reiterate the point that this is no longer a man problem. This is an everybody problem. Infidelity overall, and more specifically for women, is at an all-time high. Before we get to my fourth and fifth reason why men cheat, I want to present to you three more individuals, three more gentlemen who are in their late 30s, are in long-term, monogamous, committed, loving marriages, but who have friends, ex-coworkers, current coworkers, or relatives who have cheated or are cheating. So, despite not being cheaters themselves, they have eyewitness accounts and third-hand knowledge of cheating, and they will share their perspectives and theories regarding the reason behind this cheating with you today. We're going to start off with the opinions of these three gentlemen, and then we'll get to the conclusion of the top five reasons why men cheat. Coach TJ, I know you are a very religious man, I know you're a one-woman man that's been with your wife for over a decade, but we know most men don't hold themselves up to the same moral standard that you do. So, could you shed some light for my audience and answer the infamous question,
why do men cheat?
Yes, I would agree that I don't necessarily fall into that particular category, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think it boils down to a few things, or should I say a couple of things. First, respect, and I'm going to say respect of themselves, not necessarily that other person, respect of themselves in terms of if you're going to be in a relationship, you should be all in that relationship. That goes for that person, that male as well, who chose to not honor that relationship the way that they should. Secondly, unmet expectations. Again, those things can happen for a variety of reasons. But if there are certain expectations that, again, either weren't communicated or weren't met, then that may cause them to step out. And instead of, again, honoring the relationship and talking about whatever the issue is, they choose to act on certain impulses. Again, if we're unable to define who we are and know what we want, unfortunately, it makes it easier for some of those things to. I firmly believe that cheating is a choice because you chose to enter into a relationship with that person. And if you are, again, honoring your relationship with that person, then I feel like you should also be held accountable to not doing anything that would intentionally and deliberately hurt that person. So again, I do believe cheating is a choice. I also believe that cheating manifests itself in multiple ways and not necessarily just the physical act of. Again, we talked about earlier, unmet expectations. Well, there should be expectations of honoring that person that you are with. And if not, then again, you can remove yourself from that relationship and then engage in whatever activities you choose. But if you are in a relationship, then that was your choice.
I interviewed a man a couple weeks ago who wished to remain anonymous, but he still wanted to share his perspective on
why do men cheat?
So the following are his words. Men can cheat for a variety of reasons. Sexual neglect, a temporary moment of weakness, and in the case of a high-profile man, an abundance of opportunities where all it takes is to bite on one of those opportunities. Despite all of those excuses, as some may call it, it usually comes down to a man's desire for validation or the need to have his ego stroked. Women desire these same things, but probably in ways beyond just physical attention. Cheating is defined in different ways depending on who you ask, so I'll focus on physical cheating for now. Men are usually described as being driven by physical desires, more so than emotional or mental desires. Physicality through sex is high on the list of physical desires of most men. Holding hands, cuddling, and kissing just isn't enough for a man to know or to be convinced that he's sexually desired. Is everything. But for a man to be in a relationship and to step outside of that relationship is more than just physical. To understand why he would do that, now you're tapping into his psyche. You are then having to break down. Why does he need more when he might seemingly have it all? We constantly hear about all these beautiful women who get cheated on. Without being an insider to these relationships or a fly on the wall in their homes, it's hard to say what the reason was for him to cheat. But I bet you can, 99% of the time, trace that physical action back to the mental / emotional desire for validation or a good old ego stroke. No pun intended. Maybe it's time we start saying men are indeed emotional beings more than just physical when it comes to cheating. End of quote. Jay Taylor, I know you are a monogamous man who's been with the same woman for the last 12 plus years, but we all know what goes on out here in these streets. So, could you shed some light on the infamous question?
Why do men cheat?
One, because it's easy. And I say that because as much as we talk about, like, you know, women tend to have the pick of the litter when it comes to like sex and things like that or whatever. There's something about a married man or a man who is attached to a young lady that seems to bring out the worst in other women who just, I don't know if it's like a conquest thing or if it's like, oh, this is a, you know, committed person and like I secretly want that. So like I want to be with them. But yeah, I mean, I get hit on more wearing a wedding ring than I ever did as a single person just chilling. So I don't know what that is or what that says about our society and everything, but it's definitely there. So I think ease of access is one of them. But I think men also tend to cheat because I don't want to put the blame on the person who got cheated on because that's not fair. But usually if you're at a point where someone is going to make a choice to cheat, there are conflicts in your relationship that you should already be aware of that you guys are not working to resolve. I don't think, unless they're just a jerk, people don't just wake up and be like, oh, I'm gonna just go be with somebody else and not with this person. That does exist. Some people are blindsided by things, but I think if people are being honest, again, honest with themselves, they can identify when a relationship is souring that could open up to that type of, you know, infidelity or whatever. But I think men cheat because, you know, their relationship gets really lame and too settled. People get comfortable. And so your relationship is not the same, especially from a physical level that it was when you were hot and heavy beginning. And then accessibility. This is not, you know, 1920 where you had to pull up a rotary phone and try to contact somebody from the local, you know, telephone office or whatever, or write a letter to New York to say, I'll be there in, you know, 3 months or some crap. Like, you literally can text somebody, you can pull up, you know, an app, you can do online dating. You can do, there are all these ways that just make it so easy to do that if you want it to. And so I don't want to sit there and make people think they have to be hypervigilant about cheating and everything, but recognize that, like, you know, a lot of times I think men cheat where it seems like it's just a physical thing. But I think we cheat for more emotional reasons than we would let ourselves on to believe. You know, because you could always find some woman out there who's doing something that, you know, a current woman is not. There's always that. But what keeps you from pursuing that is the fact that you care enough about the person you're with, either holistically or, you know, they're keeping you obviously satisfied enough and you're doing likewise for them that thought of like stepping out of that is not even relevant, right? So I think if your relationship is solid, there's less likelihood of that. And there's always gonna be those duds where you happen to pick a cheater and they just, that's their MO, but yeah.
Happen to pick a cheater? I kind of feel like happen to pick a cheater kind of removes the responsibility from the woman and turns her into an innocent lamb that's victimized. And while that's true some of the time, I do not think it's true the majority of the time because of like what you said earlier, you know, women that are hung up on a 6'9" guy and they want to ignore everything else and they like to be a project manager. Well, you're going to manage your tears every weekend when you're cheated on because this dude is low quality, low character. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And now I would like to retract my statement, but and yeah, you're right. I think, you know, and I'm gonna sound like I'm just hating on athletes and stuff, but you think about a professional athlete, the numbers of women that throw themselves at these dudes, one, they're usually gonna be, you know, impressive physical specimens. So they're going to be adored by people anyway. Then they also make millions of dollars, right? They travel a ton. There's all of these like factors that could lead to them to being more in the realm of cheating. And obviously there are a bunch of faithful, you know, professional athletes and that doesn't happen for everybody. But I'm saying, again, being honest with yourself, our society, American society specifically, while it has a lot of great things in terms of capitalism and this like large middle class, it also makes people think that they are more well off than they are, and also makes you aspire to things that you shouldn't be. You don't know how to stay in your lane. So the fact that a multimillionaire has a Birkin bag, does that mean that you on your salary of, you know, 80K, should I have a Birkin bag too? Yeah, you go out and buy it. It's accessible, but does that make sense, right? So I think the same thing happens in terms of, we're on Instagram. You got guys looking at, you know, these professional models and stuff and thinking like, oh, I want a girl that's like this. That comes with a whole other set of drama if that's the type of woman you're going after. So for a woman, same token, you want some guy who's ready made and is, you know, worth this amount of money and all these kind of things. And it's like, know what you're going after. Be honest with yourself about that. But yeah, on the cheating aspect, no, I think it takes two to tango. And although you may not be the cheater, you definitely have some responsibility in maintaining the type of relationship where somebody does not even see that as an option.
Those are all the interviews I have on this topic. I would like to thank Coach TJ, Mr. Anonymous, and Jay Taylor for their time and assistance helping out with this subject matter. And now, the conclusion of the top five reasons that men cheat. These are in no particular hierarchical order. I'm just going to share with you a fourth and fifth potential reason why men cheat. Reason number four why men cheat is because she is not, or she never, sexually satisfied him. She is no longer taking care of his Marvin Gaye needs or satisfying him. Men have a certain appetite / desire for XXX action depending on their age, if we're speaking in general, but more specifically depending on the particular individual man that you are dealing with. Every man has a quote unquote quota or requirement of sexual releases he would like his woman to provide for him. Let me give you a general, broad, chart to let you know the requirements your man might have. But keep in mind, this varies from person to person. Everything I'm speaking of is just to give you a general idea. If your man is in between the ages of 18 and 25, he would desire 6 days a week for you to provide him a release. 25 to 32, 5 days a week. 32 to 40, every other day. 40 to 50, 2 to 3 times a week. And over 50 is outside the age demographic for my show, so I won't speak on it. But keep all these other previous numbers in mind. If the number of days per week of loving that you're giving your man is less than the number that I just listed, you are sending him out in the world with a bunch of your low moral having female competition out there with a loaded gun. You are making your relationship unstable. You are increasing the chances that you will be cheated on. You wanted monogamy. You wanted commitment. Well, along with monogamy comes responsibility. And part of that responsibility is that you are his sole human source of all of his sexual fantasies and needs. Outside of self-love, you are responsible for taking care of all of his releases. Because the whole premise of monogamy is he can't go find anyone else to help you out or help himself out with fulfilling his needs. He has to completely and solely depend on you to take care of him. And if you do not take care of him, he goes without. But after a certain amount of time, he's not going to continue to go without. And now you have a man that just cheated on you. A man's sexual appetite is pretty similar to a normal hunger appetite that one would have for food and nutrition. It doesn't matter what's going on in a person's life, in his environment, what he has to do, what his responsibilities are, or how he feels. At least once, usually 3 to 5 times a day, most individuals feel hunger pains and desire sustenance. So just like hunger pains are independent of the environment and mood and responsibilities, and if you're mad or not, and things of that nature, same with a man's sexual appetite. It doesn't matter if you're tired because you were dealing with the kids. Doesn't matter if you're sick. Doesn't matter if you're mad at them. Doesn't matter if you have to stay late at work. Doesn't matter if you're not in the mood. Yada yada. His appetite, his requirements remain the same. And it's up to you if you're a good spouse and you don't want to be cheated on, or at least you want to decrease the chances of you being cheated on. it is up to you to satisfy him one way or another. And if you refuse or you don't think it's that big a deal, hey, that's your right. It's your right to refuse. Your body, your choice, right? But refuse one too many times and you will be the victim of being cheated on. Quickly, what are some other ways that can contribute to you not fulfilling his sexual needs outside of quantity? Is quality. You have quantity and you have quality. Quality as in you're not into it, you're not enthusiastic about it, you're not adventurous about it anymore, or you only do certain things on his birthday or on a holiday. No, the whole menu needs to be available from sun up to sundown. We don't need a birthday menu and a holiday menu and a generic Tuesday menu. No, the full menu needs to be available 24/7, 7 days a week, 365.24 days a year. And lastly, he could be dissatisfied. You could be failing to satisfy his sexual needs because you have physically fallen off. You physically let yourself go. You physically fallen off either due to having kids or getting comfortable or getting lazy or the COVID-19 or whatever the reason is. He dated you. He married you. And you look like this. And 10 years later, you look nothing like that. I'm not talking about 40 years later. I'm talking about 10 years later. You can't even recognize the person that are in your wedding photo. That type of stuff will turn a man off and get his eye wandering. So reason number two why men cheat is that their woman is no longer sexually satisfying them, either due to quantity or quality. Before we go into the last reason, reason number one why men cheat, I would just like to say that Alexander Stevens does not approve of or endorse any form of infidelity. I am all about straightforward, open honesty and sincerity. So cheating is against my core value. This whole podcast is just about why a man might cheat or things that you could do that would increase his chances of cheating. I'm just trying to explain it. I am not trying to justify or rationalize it. Reason number one that men cheat is that he does not really feel like he's cheating. Reason number one men cheat is that your definition of cheating is not the same as his definition of cheating for himself. What do you mean by that, Alexander? Well, a man doesn't view sex the same way a woman does. Men can compartmentalize sex. Men do not really view Marvin Gaye as something special. The only thing that makes it special is the fact that it's scarce and it's difficult to obtain. At least it was when we were younger. So the only thing that makes sex special is that we don't get enough of it and it's not as easy to come by as we think it should be. So if men don't think the sex that they have is special, then what do they think of it, Alexander? Well, I'm glad you asked. Most men think of sex as a pleasurable, stress-relieving activity that you do with a friend, a special friend. Think about your childhood. Is there a certain ride that you would ride at an amusement park that would give you thrills and you'd feel exhilarated to ride, exhausted, calmer, and relaxed when you were off the ride? Think about a certain hobby that you might have partook in as a child. Is there something that you did that you enjoyed a lot and made you feel better when you were done with it, but in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't really that important or that big a deal? As you sit back and think on those memories, associate the feeling you had with that roller coaster ride or with that hobby with the feeling a man has when he's having intercourse with a woman. It's thrilling, it's enjoyable, it's a stress reliever, but in the grand scheme of things, not that big a deal, not that special, not that important. So how does a man not feel like he's cheating when he's actually cheating? It's because he is doing something that is not that special to him with somebody else. Songs and movies and some women will say that sex is two souls becoming one and this bonding on this metaphysical, spiritual, upper level and all these things like that. But to a man, it just isn't the case. Now, is triple X activity better with somebody that you love than it is with a random? Yes. But for a man, that's like the difference between an A plus and a B plus. But to the average woman, that's the difference between an A plus and a D minus. Having special intimate times with a random versus somebody you love. So as a woman, when you think of your man with another woman, you think he's experiencing that the same way you would experience it if you were with another man, but he just isn't. He has compartmentalized that activity. It's just a physical activity of exertion that relieves stress. So he doesn't necessarily feel that it's cheating because he doesn't feel like he's doing anything that's truly that intimate or special. If he was telling this woman his inner secrets, he would understand that as cheating. If he was intermingling and completely entangling his life with this woman and making life decisions based off of her thoughts and preferences, he would feel like that was cheating. If he was spending an exorbitant amount of money on this woman, if he was cupcaking and cuddling for extended periods of time with this woman, if he was kikiing and skipping through the flowers hand in hand with this woman, if he's doing all that, which he reserves for you, then to him, that would truly feel like cheating. But he's just doing some physical act with a partner that relieves stress that isn't that special to him. To him, it's like playing PlayStation. PlayStation is a stress-relieving time killer hobby of his that he enjoys. He played PlayStation before he met you. Sometimes he plays by himself. Sometimes he plays with a friend. But it's just PlayStation. It's not that big a deal. Now, his favorite person on earth to play PlayStation with is you. But just because you're his favorite person to play PlayStation with, deep down internally, doesn't make him feel like it makes any sense that he shouldn't be allowed to play PlayStation with anyone else ever again. Because it's just PlayStation. It's not that big a deal. This is just a fun activity. So there you have it. The top 5 reasons that men cheat. You've spent your whole life wondering why? Well, now you know why. You have questions, I have answers. So now, where do we go from here with this information? I'm pretty sure the next thing you might be curious about is what can you do to prevent your man from cheating? How can you stop yourself from becoming a victim of a cheater? Well, ultimately, the only person you have control over is yourself. So there's nothing you can do to 100% guarantee that your significant other will not cheat on you. But in my opinion, life is about options, decisions, and probability. Options, decisions, and probability. There are some things you can do to decrease the probability that your man cheats on you. And I will quickly go over a few of those things right now before we end this podcast. Number one, the most important thing you can do to decrease the chances that you'll get cheated on is pick the right type of man in the first place. Choose a man to pair up with and settle down with whose strongest point is his integrity and his character, not his looks or his performance in the bedroom. The better quality of human being that you decide to be in a relationship with, the lower the chances of him cheating on you. If you're after looks, money, and status, and you neglect character and his past history, then you are setting yourself up to fail. Number two, the second way to decrease the probability that you will be cheated on is for you to be the best you that you can be. You need to be the best you that you can be and be the best spouse / girlfriend that you can be. You have to keep up with your appearances. You have to continuously be thoughtful, understanding, pleasant, open, helpful, and his mental peace. Last tip, to increase the probability that your relationship will be infidelity free, is you need to make sure that your man does not leave the house with a loaded gun. Because sometimes loaded guns misfire, and we don't want any of that happening now, do we? Make sure that you take care of your man's sexual requirements, his sexual needs, quantity and quality to the best of your ability, regardless of anything else going on, regardless of kids, stress, fatigue, pets, work, friends, family, regardless of any of that. Just like the human stomach growls on 2 to 4 occasions per day, desiring nutrients, regardless of the environment around it or anything else that's going on in life, your man needs a certain regular interval of adult activity to calm down his mind and body and to release some pent-up stress-inducing testosterone. All right, that should just about wrap things up. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And if you found any part of this episode helpful, thought-provoking, or intriguing, please share it with a friend. The more people I can help, the better I feel within. If you have any questions, any suggestions for new topics for me to discuss in the future, or if you need any clarification on anything I have spoken on, please just shoot me an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com. whatishethinking@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message via my Anchor website. All you need to do is go to anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. Go there, leave me a couple words, and if it's constructive, I will definitely get back to you or keep your thoughts in mind when I record future podcasts. And never forget, I'm not here to tickle your ear. My only goal is to tell you what you need to know. I'm not here to offend. I just want to see you win with men. Well, until we meet again.